Okay, ladies and gentlemen, I would like to call this July 5th commissioners meeting to order. To start with, I would like to ask our airport manager, our assistant county manager, Reverend George Futrell, to do an invocation and lead us in the pledge, if you don't mind, George.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of the Lord Jesus, thanking you for another day of life, and thank you, Lord, for the heat of summer, and we know that you're in charge of the seasons, not only the seasons of time, but the seasons of our life. We just pray, dear Lord, a prayer of thanksgiving, especially for our freedom. We celebrated yesterday. We thank you for the men and women that put on uniform that defend our great country, that keep us free. Father, we pray that you would help us to turn back to you and to do our part to help this nation continue to get back to the basics and to continue doing what we know that we should do. Father, we just thank you for the blessing of life, and we thank you for those that put on the uniform to protect us as far as from our public servants, the sheriff, and fire and rescue, all those first responders. Lord, we pray you bless them and keep them safe as they respond to help us and protect us. We pray, dear Lord, that you would bless this present assembly, and that you would bless the commissioners who have been elected by the citizens to serve you by serving the county, and we thank you for those of us that get a chance to work here and also serve the citizens. And Lord, we just pray that you will bless us, lead us tonight, and that everything is done, that this is transacted, will be done, looking to you for guidance and direction. And it's all said and done, when the adjournment comes, that we'll be able to say it's been good to be here tonight. We give you thanks and praise in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Please remain standing, please. At this point, I ask that we take a moment of silence to recognize Earl Behringer. He was a former county commissioner from year 2000 to 2004. So let's pause for a minute in his recognition, please. Thank you. Now you may be seated. Okay, at this point, does any of the commissioners or the clerk have anything they want to add to tonight's agenda?
Mr. Chairman, at the end of the meeting, I would like to add a closed session for legal matters.
Okay, a closed session for legal matters. Mr. Staff, do you have anything?
No, sir.
Mr. Thompson?
Commissioner Thompson, do you have anything to add to the agenda tonight?
I do not, thank you.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Ransom?
Yes, sir. Mr. Chairman, if it pleases the board, Ms. Angel Venecia, your public transportation director, will be appearing before you tonight as per your agenda. She has two additional items that have just come. She's received word from the state that she's going to get two additional grants, one for $216,925 for capital projects, and another $242,263 for administrative projects on behalf of the Public Transportation Department. And she would like to know if she could place those before you tonight for acceptance.
Okay. So we got the add-ons. Do I have a motion to accept the meeting agenda with the add-ons?
Second.
I got a motion and a second. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Okay, I need a motion to approve the minutes from the June 20th meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, so that moves us in to the first item on the agenda tonight, public comment. The
consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I'm sorry, I missed the consent agenda.
It's okay.
Okay, I need a motion to approve the consent agenda.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried. Okay, now, do we have anybody signed up for public comment?
Mr. Chairman, no one signed up for public comments tonight.
Okay, nobody has signed up, but is there anybody that wants to speak before we move on? All right, thank you. So that moves us to number two, Mr. George Futrell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Commissioners. Tonight I appear before you to request your permission to schedule a public hearing for the purpose of adopting the Duplin County Airport Land Use and Height Restriction Ordinance as revised. It has been reviewed and approved by the Duplin County Planning Board, by the Duplin County Airport Commission, and has been thoroughly reviewed and edited by our county attorney. And so we are pleased to be able to present this. This became necessary due to the North Carolina General Statute 160D revision, and also because some of the when we extended the runway or widened the runway to 100 feet wide, it changed some of the parameters of the dimensions of the zones. And we've had this land use and height restriction ordinance since 2003. It was revised in 2009, and we'd like to have it revised here in 2022. So I'd like to schedule a public hearing for your first meeting in August, on August the 1st.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to advertise a public hearing for August the 1st. On the airport land use and height restriction ordinance. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Carried. That brings us to item number three, Melissa Kennedy.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here for the public hearing for Craig King Farms. Name a lane off of South Dawson Chapel Road.
Okay, I'll open up for a public hearing in respect to the lane Craig King Farms LLC naming of lane at 1275 Dawson Chapel Road, Magnolia, North Carolina, Kingsville Township, Dobson Farm Lane. So we're open for public hearing at this point. Any comments right in the back?
No.
Okay. Hearing none, I'm going to close the public hearing. Okay. Now I need a motion from the board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
We got a motion and a second to approve the naming of this lane. Any further comments? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carried.
Okay, then the next is to schedule a public hearing for the first meeting in August, I think it's on the 1st. I'm gonna try to say this, for Tito Mia Ponce. At 1156 Brooks Quinn Road in the Rose Hill Township.
Pleasure to board.
Motion to approve.
Second.
I got a motion and a second to have a public hearing on August the 1st for Tito Ponce to name a lane in block 1100 Brooks Quinn Road, Rose Hill, North Carolina. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Carried.
And the last one is for Lewis Ellis to name one at the 330 block of Lester Houston Road in Limestone Township on the same day, August the 1st.
Pleasure to the board.
Thank you.
I got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carried.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. That brings us to number six, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to hear any road concerns from members of the board or the public so that I can convey them to the North Carolina Department of Transportation for their attention.
No.
I do not have anything.
I spoke with Daniel about your concern, and he's going to meet with the family.
Okay.
Does any member of the public have a road concern that I can express to DOT? Thank you.
Okay, that brings us out to number seven, Mr. Davis.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to request that the, as a request from the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners for the Duplin County Board of Commissioners to designate a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate to the 115th Annual Conference of the North Carolina Association of County Commissioners to be held in Concord, North Carolina. The voting delegate and or alternate voting delegate will be entitled to vote at the annual business meeting to be held on August 13th, 2022 at 2 p.m. I believe Mr. Branch and Mr. Dow have indicated that they will be attending the annual conference this year.
So, Mr. Dow, you want to be the voting and Mr. Branch be the alternate?
Yes, sir, that'd be fine. I'm usually the one that is the voting delegate. And I will be there this year.
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? So we have a motion that Mr. Dow be the voting delegate and Mr. Branch be the alternate. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
Carried.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you on a similar matter. The North Carolina Association of County Commissioners has requested that the Duplin County Board of Commissioners designate a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate to the NCACC's Legislative Goals Conference, which will be held over 2 days in November. That will be November 16th and 17th, 2022 in Wake County. Delegates will vote on the slate of goal proposals that have been thoroughly vetted, with the final proposals to be brought before the association's membership in November. Mr. Branch and Mr. Dow have indicated that they will attend this conference, and I normally drive up to Raleigh for this conference as well. We need a voting delegate and an alternate voting delegate.
We'll do the same thing, or just reverse it?
Yeah. Make a motion to appoint Commissioner Dow as voting delegate and Commissioner Branch as alternate.
I got a motion. Do I have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Carried.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, I appear before you now to respectfully request the appointment of a member to the Duplin County Board of Social Services. The Board of County Commissioners appoints one member to the local five-member Board of Social Services to serve a three-year term. The appointee may be a county commissioner or a citizen selected by the Board of Commissioners. I have outlined the duties of the Board of Social Services per North Carolina General Statute 108A-9 in your meeting packet. I'll read that if you want me to, but otherwise I'll to respectfully request that you make an appointment.
You have been on it. You want to stay on it, I'm assuming.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to appoint Commissioner Dow.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second to appoint Commissioner Dow to another three-year term for the Board of Social Services. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 All opposed, same sign, carried. Okay, that brings us to item number 10, Miss Angel. Vanessa.
Good evening.
Good evening. Thank you all for adding on these other two, but I'll start with the first grant. We requested to receive a 5310 Enhanced Mobility of Seniors with and Individuals with Disabilities grant. It's a $40,000 grant. It's a 50-50 match that will come from our general fund balance. And I'm requesting that you approve for us to accept this funding.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Carried. Unanimous.
And additionally, the other two grants that we received are a 5311 Community Transportation Plan grant. One is administrative and one is capital. The administrative is an 80-15-5 grant, and that helps us pay for administrative costs as it relates to personnel, office, general office running. That currently for this year will be $242,263. We also received capital funding through that grant. This year it's for $216,925, and that's to replace three transit vans that have met their useful life and also to purchase new tablets to go in those vans to be able to run their schedule. So I'm again requesting that you agree to accept these grants.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion to accept and a second to accept the fiscal year 2023 Community Transportation Program Section 5311 fund in the amount of $216,925 for capital project and $242,263 for administrative project on behalf of the Duplin County Public Transportation Department and authorize the chairman to sign the grant agreements electronically. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous.
Thank you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, that brings us to item number 11. Tracy Simmons-Carnegie.
Mr. Chairman, I don't believe Ms. Simmons-Carnegie is here. If you'd like to move into the closed session for legal matters pursuant to North Carolina General Statute 143-318-11A3, and then when we come out, maybe Ms. Simmons-Carnegie will be here.
Pleasure to board.
Make a motion to go into closed session.
Second.
Okay, I got a motion and a second to go into closed session, and then we'll reopen for Ms. Carnegie when she gets back. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Okay, we are now officially in closed session. Thank you. Okay, we're up.
Okay.
Ms. Tracy, you got the floor.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman and fellow commissioners. So on behalf of the Health Department, I have two agenda requests. The first one is for some additional funding for WIC AA 403 funding. So this just actually came through recently. It was announced on June 28th as a temporary increase for caseload / funding for local health departments achieving greater than 100% of their current WIC caseload, and that was based off of participation from January to March of 2022. So this temporary adjustment affects the period for only June through September of 2022, and it is a reflection of attachment A1 and 403BE number 3. So I would like to request for the acceptance of some additional WIC funding for June through September 2022 for the amount of $18,393 and the approval of a budget amendment.
So moved.
Second.
Got a motion and a second to accept the AA 403 in the amount of $18,393 of WIC funding for the health department and amend the budget. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Unanimous. That moves us to item number 12.
The second agenda item is in regards to the Wise Woman program. This is a new program for the Duplin County Health Department and Duplin County for fiscal year 22-23. It's in regards to AA 465. The North Carolina Wise Woman Project promotes effective screening and lifestyle intervention strategies for cardiovascular health in order to reduce the incidence of heart disease and stroke, as well as reduce mortality in eligible underserved women of North Carolina. To be eligible for North Carolina Wise Woman Project, participants must be eligible for the North Carolina Breast and Cervical Cancer Control Program, which is BCET, we currently have at the Health Department. This agreement addendum enables the local health department to provide cardiovascular disease screening services through the Wise Women Project. So I would like to ask for the acceptance of the Wise Woman Project to start out for fiscal year 22-23 at $6,120 and the approval of a budget amendment.
Got a motion and a second to accept the Wise Woman Project AA-465 in the amount of $6,120 for the health department and do the budget amendment. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, same sign. Carried.
Thank you.
That brings us to item number 13, Mr. Branson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. I just want to give you an update on the concert, the Travis Tritt concert that was held a couple weekends ago. I'm estimating that we have between 2,700 and 3,000 attendees and staff in the event center. By all reports that we've gotten, it was a very successful event. The artist, Travis Tritt, gave us very good reviews on his social media presence. I've not received any complaints from the general public, and I've received a lot of positive feedback. So I think the promoter was pleased, the artists were pleased. We're hopeful that this will be a springboard to bringing more artists to Dupin County and more events that be held out at our event center to utilize that facility. So we're going to try to build on that positive. Also want to bring you some good news from Cabin Lake County Park. Our park superintendent Jordan Whaley told me that in June they took in $12,198, which is by all the records that we can gather the most they've ever taken in at Cabin Lake County Park. They saw a tremendous uptick in their attendance during COVID, and it has held steady since then. So his RV parks spaces are rented usually 6 weeks in advance. He's doing good with tent camping, and he has a lot of folks out there fishing and spending weekends out there. So we're really doing well at Cabin Lake County Park. That's all I have for tonight, Mr. Chairman, members of the board.
Okay. Any of the board members have anything?
Do not.
I entertain the motion to adjourn until Monday, July the 18th, 2022 at 6 o'clock p.m.
Second.
Got a motion and a second. Any further discussion?
None.
All in favor say aye.
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 Unanimous. Meeting is now adjourned.